This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, everybody. My name is Brent Atwater. I'm the host of this show. That's right. It's called Alive Again. And today, I'm going to change up the format a little bit. And we're going to do some things to change up the format. We're going to have some shows on Did You Know? And I'm just going to answer questions that people have been writing me from our Facebook group and from our YouTube videos. And therefore, you'll have a little succinct list of questions and answers and questions and answers. And this way, it'll help you get through this pet loss. And one of the most interesting things is the question about Alive Again. And somebody said, why did you name your show Alive Again? Well, here's why. There are three kinds of Alive Again, and you're going, what? I just thought that there was one Alive. No, there's three kinds of Alive Again. Alive Again as in the current life. That means you're living energy. That means like friend lying at my feet here, 2 inches from me, and I'm watching him breathe. That's alive as far as in a current lifetime and in current energy. Then there's alive again in spirit form, and then there's alive again in a reincarnation form. So when you do a reading and when I do a consultation, I talk about three different energies when I'm talking about alive again in a reading. Yep, let's take a break with our sponsor. Be right back and I'll tell you what they are.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, we're back. And hey, thank you again for taking time to listen to us. We hope that we're your number one resource for healing your heart after the loss of a pet, because it's my life mission to teach you that Rainbow Bridge is just a poem, it's not a place, and that your pet just transitions out of their fursuit, or earth suit as we call it, and goes to the other side to have a whole new journey. So here's how I do it in a reading. When we talk about alive again, first we're going to go with the alive. That is the current energy of your pet. That's where a lot of animal communicators telepathically connect with a pet. And that means they see or hear an image in their mind, and then they translate that image or that communication impression and take it and give it to you as a communication. So usually an animal communicator works within what is known as the alive animal on earth. That's when your pet is in an earth suit. Okay. Now I work with live pets, but that's not my specialty, because I can talk back and forth and somebody says, well, do you ask friend what he thinks? And I go, no, I let friend do his own thing and be a bad boy and do whatever he wants to do, because I don't think it's fair that I tap into his thoughts all the time and stay on top of what he's doing. I just let him be friend, okay? So now, the next thing about alive again is when your pet, and this is for those listening on the other side, a pet, when it passes on, and we don't like to use that word because it doesn't pass on to anything, it transitions. Energy slips out of the discarded earth suit and transitions, that's correct, transitions to the other side. I watch it. I see it. And as a medium, when you do mediumship work, you're working with a higher frequency than alive in an earth suit work. Earth suit energy is a lower frequency. It doesn't mean they're a lower being or anything like that. It's just a lower frequency because they're on earth where you are. You're both earth beings, so it's a lower frequency range that you're dealing with. When you do a mediumship reading, you're dealing with information being received from spirit. And when you're doing an animal to person reading, it's energy perceived. See the difference? When you're doing a live animal to a live person, that's energy perceived by the person about what the animal is thinking. When you're doing a mediumship reading, then you are receiving energy from a higher frequency spirit to a person on earth. So as the pet discards its earth suit from its alive life, it then transitions to a living, alive again, spirit energy, okay? And that spirit energy transmutes energy back to the medium who gives you a reading. But you as a person have a heart connection to your pet. That's right. You have the heart connection, and you are capable of connecting and communicating with that pet at its higher frequency in its living energy as a spirit form. And that's what my soul's purpose is to help you learn to connect with the spirit form, because I want you to know that love is never ending. It's continuous and ongoing, and you are the only one that can stop it. Now, you say, well, I can't talk to him when he's alive on earth. You may not have that skill set to perceive that energy transmission. It's just like when you turn to a radio show, your radio might not connect with 101 frequency, but your heart transcends the frequency when your pet is in spirit suit on the other side, and then your heart can receive signs from the other side. You can see them sometimes if you have that ability. You can smell them, you can touch them, you can hear them, and you can watch them affect electromagnetic energy like computers and telephones and televisions and flickering flames. Because when spirit is living, alive again, on the other side, they are an electromagnetic energy form, and they can interface with you on Earth. Now, the third kind of alive again is what we call a comeback kid or reincarnation. And that's when you have a specific soul contract with your pet that you made prior to coming to Earth. That's important. The two of you, when you were sitting together on the other side, said, hey, when you go to Earth this time, I'm going to visit you, then I'm going to transition to the other side, then I'm going to come back and we're going to have some more lessons to learn together. And then we call that a comeback kid or reincarnated pet. And only about 30 to 40% of pets reincarnate and come back alive again. So people always say, well, I just feel they're coming back. I just know they're coming back to me. I just know they're going to be alive again. But what they don't understand is alive again can be in spirit form also. But they're so focused on the reincarnated part that they shut out the part about alive again also means spirit form. And that's pretty critical to know, because you will miss out on a lot of signs and a lot of connections and a lot of communication and a lot of really good stuff if you think you're waiting for your reincarnated pet and you're wrong and you're just living in hope land. Oh, I hope he comes back. Oh, I just know he's coming back because he told me he was coming back. Well, coming back can mean spirit form. And that form of alive again, you can very easily interface with and interact with. Okay? Now, the reincarnated pet, the bad part of that is you have to watch them transition out of that earth suit all over again. So it's not going to be as easy as you think, oh, he's coming back because he loves me. No. Oh, he's coming back so he can be well in this lifetime. No. Oh, he's coming back because we missed out doing stuff. No. Oh, he's coming back because I have to have him in my life. No. A reincarnated pet only comes back if you have hard new lessons to learn together. So it's not going to be this little joyous, happy, jump up and down, all kumbaya, wonderful time. It means that they're coming back because the two of you have hard lessons to learn together again, and then they're going to transition, and that'll be it. Now, sometimes they can reincarnate more than once. I have a book called Animal Reincarnation, Everything You Always Wanted to Know. That answers about 98% of your questions, so you might want to read that. It'll give you a lot of information about the 30 to 40% of pets who do reincarnate and come back and are alive again in a new earth suit. If you want to connect with the second form of alive again, which is the spirit form, where you continue your never-ending love and your journey together just in a new way, my book, After Death Signs, will teach you how to feel them, how to touch them, how to receive signs, how to ask for specific questions and dreams and get answers. Because my job on earth is to teach you to interface with them, because once you do, it's a life-changing experience. And on our website, we have classes that if you want to purchase, you can, that will teach you how to do this. They're like workshops, hour or two-hour workshops, so you can learn to refine your skill so you can communicate and connect with the other side. But while they're alive on earth, enjoy them. Enjoy every minute while they're your Velcro pet or your soul pet or right there next to you every minute. Look in your eyes. Don't miss your breath. I know what you're doing, mom or dad. Pet, enjoy that. Take pictures. I know that in doing readings, I've learned take more pictures, because you think they're there forever, but they come in a limited earth suit and their time span is shorter than ours. So we hope that our show, Alive Again, will help you with their current life, which I hope you're enjoying now. And when they transition and shed their earth suit, I hope you'll continue listening to our radio show, because we'll teach you how to connect and communicate with their Alive Again spirit suit. And if you're one of the 30-40% that gets a new lesson, we'll teach you how to recognize your reincarnated pet. Thanks for listening today. Subscribe and stay tuned. And check us out on YouTube. We got a lot of little infomercials over there. And we look forward to helping you heal your heart, because that's my job. Bye-bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.